This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, Rob. You look so busy. What are all these papers?
Oh, Feifei, I have to get a permit to build an extension to my house. It's a very small bit of building work, but I have to fill in all these forms.
What's this one for?
Well, this one here is for my local council. I need to apply for planning permission. And then they want lots of supporting documents to make sure it fits in with building regulations.
Oh, it sounds exhausting.
Oh, it is. I hate red tape. If I could cut through this red tape, it would be brilliant.
So your problem is red tape? Say no more, Rob. The solution is in my bag. Ah, here they are.
A pair of scissors and blue tape?
Yes. You use the scissors to cut through your red tape. And if you don't like red tape, use blue. I love the colour blue.
Oh, thank you, Feifei. You're a good friend. But in English, we call the rules and processes required to get official permits, which usually seem pointless, red tape.
Ah, bureaucracy. Let's hear some examples of how this expression is used.
Small firms won't be subject to new regulations under a government plan to cut red tape and boost the economy.
Andrea almost gave up studying abroad. The amount of red tape to get a visa was unbelievable.
I think most people hate bureaucracy, Rob.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Some people say this expression might come from the 16th century, when bundles of documents were held together with red tape. Oh, I hate all these forms.
Well, it's the 21st century now, and we still have red tape. Good luck with your red tape, Rob. I'm off to paint the town red.
Oh, no more idioms with red for me today, please, Feifei.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.